Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
To be able to hear what God has given us as Christian counselors to enable you to know what is happening today and how we can be able to fulfill the lives of people in every area of our lives. Yes, we have talked about marriage and pre-marriage. We've talked about in the past year, we've talked about as well as premarital counseling, family issues and anger and rage. We've talked about so many things. We've been, in the last week, we've been talking about the later years and also the middle age. And this is so something that we think that it will be a blessing to those that are in our audience and those that are listening so that they will be able to go and to tell others and about the broadcast and what is happening. Because so many times we don't know what is happening to the people in the same city or our nation that we are living in. It may even be your next-door neighbor that is in that later year, in those middle-aged years. And we want you to be able to identify. We want you to be able to care more. We want you to be able to have more compassion. So, therefore, today we're going to end our broadcast talking about the later years. But first of all, we're going to go before the throne of grace, and we're going to ask you to come and go with us. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you for all that you have done. Oh, God, you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, dear God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word how we hid in our heart that we would not sin against thee. We thank you today for yet another opportunity to embrace your word, to embrace your people, to be able to pray for them, to be able to give them the knowledge that they need, to endow them with power from on high. So, Lord, we ask thee even now to have your way. We thank you, dear God, for the panelists that sets on Crossroad Broadcast. We thank you for the men and women of God everywhere today and always. And this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, this is the Crossroad Broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I'd like to take this time to introduce to you the panelists for the breakthrough for the Crossroad Broadcast. They are following Dr. Gloria Castor, who today is going to be talking about preventing old age problems. Dr. June Normeal, she's going to talk about the later years and the Bible and old age. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about the effects of old age. So, and just in case you would like to call a neighbor, call a friend, or call someone that you know that needs a little bit more information about the topics that we're going to be discussing, it will be a good time for you to go and to get them and call them and let them know that the Crossroad Broadcast is on the air. And we are talking about those later years. We're going to come and we're going to ask our first panelist, who is going to be speaking about preventing old age problems, Dr. Gloria Castor. She's going to come and she's going to bless you on today. Let's thank God for Miss Gloria, Dr. Gloria Castor.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and to Dr. Normeal and to our radio audience, I consider it an honor and a privilege to be here before you today. Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity that you've given me to talk about preventing old age problems when you're getting to the age or you're at the age to kind of think about getting old and kind of set yourself on, I'm getting old. You know, you begin to see the different things that are happening, that are changing in your body. But when we look at the word preventing, that's telling us that there are things that we can do to prevent us from going into some of the problems that one might have when you're going into old age. Because as you get older, there are things that you used to do that you can't do anymore, and things that you should do that you need to try to do. And one of the main things that we need to do is make sure that we begin to monitor things that and pay attention to signs and things that go on, you know, in our body and in our physical daily activities that are seem like they're altered or they're different than what they used to be. As we grow older, we experience psychological changes that can cause glitches in the brain and function, and we always take it for granted. It takes longer to learn and recall information. We're not at a such a stage that we, you know, we began to, when we used to didn't have to write notes, we began to have to write notes. So when we used to could put something somewhere and we'd find it right away, sometimes you find yourself wondering where it is. But there are things that we can do to prevent that. Sometimes I found with myself, I'm going to be a little transparent. I found with myself, there are a lot of things that I used to do I can't do anymore, so I need to find a way to get by it and still live a normal, successful life, because my thoughts on is you're not old until you feel old. So old age to me is a number. Because if you take care of your body, you take care, you do what you're supposed to do. God did promise us 3 cores and 10 and even more. So you can live a normal, healthy, happy, healthy life if you take care of the temple of God, the body of God that he created in his image. And, you know, it's not always possible to delay the aging process, but we can help people cope more efficiently and avoid the negative attitudes that often hastens the process of physical and psychological deterioration. Prevention of old age problems involve motivating people in 4 different areas. And I want to talk a little bit on about stimulating realistic planning. According to one planning advisor, it is never too soon to plan for retirement. And we know a lot of times some of us don't even have retirement 401k and even on some of the jobs now they're cutting it out. But you need to get with some kind of financial advisor and plan for that, because when you stop work, your income is going to get smaller, and then you're going to need extra money to come in to help. So it would be good to plan at a younger age, because then it can build up and you'll have that much more money. Prevention of old age problem involves the motivation. Now, most counselors probably would agree, but the problem of age sometimes hit with falling intensity because they are unexpected and can come without prior preparation. Within the church, we can encourage people to evaluate their attitudes toward aging, because people do have an attitude toward aging, and we need to discuss how to use leisure time. Ponder relationships with aging parents and with grown children. We need to kind of get family, come together as a family and discuss different things, because those things are going to come about because you're certainly going to get older. They're going to come a time to where you can't see as good as you used to. You have to get glasses, and maybe your teeth is not as good as they were, and you might have to get digital. But there are things that we can do for that too. We need to make sure that we monitor our bodies and how we take care of it. Now, these discussions on different things within the church need to be morbid. Instead, they can be positive, pleasant, and present a healthy and useful exercise. I don't speak negative. The Bible says, whatsoever man saith, that so he is. And it says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So you need to make sure that you have positiveness. Don't, if you got a cold, or if the doctor says that something is going to happen, then you confess the other, you decree the other thing. You decree the opposite of what negative is, because you want to make sure that you're being standing in faith of what God said. If someone says that you got something else in sickness, but God said by his stripes you are already healed. So we have to begin to get the word of God, feed on the word of God, allow it to become a vital part of our life and daily. And the way to do that is know the word of God, study the word of God, that you can speak those things which do not as though they were. While we're planning for the future, could take place in a one-on-one counseling situation. It probably is better when it's done in a group, such as workshops, retreat sessions, or Sunday school class, because when you do that, you get the idea of what's going on with somebody else, and then they'll sometime tell you what they did to take care of what was going on with them, and that will help you. It's kind of like a little testimony. What somebody else have had or done, certainly somebody else has too. So that will kind of help you. As an example of realistic planning, consider how people might help to prepare for retirement. It is best to start with those in the 40s and 50s, a little younger than the 60s. Try to clear up misunderstanding about retirement and encourage people to think about the future, even when they are physically healthy. And when you're physically healthy, you don't think about those things. You don't think about getting insurance or all of those things until something happens, or something happens in your family and you find out that it was a problem, and then you try to correct it. Most people do before it come back around. As we prepare for retirement, several questions should be considered. When will I or we retire? You need to set a plan for that. And you need to know what God does, what God wants me to do after retirement. And some people just go full-time into doing things for the church, which is a good way. You need to find out where you retire, where will I live when I retire. All of these things are important. When you discuss the question like these, it prevents future problems and help present concerns about later life. Sometimes people will find assistance in some of the self-help books designed to prepare people for their later years. Now, the second thing is stimulate realistic attitudes. From the pulpit through the groups and in other church meetings, stereotypes and myths about aging must be attacked. The Bible clearly respects the age, and followers of Jesus are expected to do likewise. If the whole church can care compassionately for the aging and develop positive attitude toward the elderly, the older person will do the same. So when we're in church, we need to kind of look out for each other. I mean, if it's an older person, there are things that you can do to try and help them along the way, and there are things that they can do, and it really kind of works together to make a team. One way to develop a good attitude toward aging is to get the congregation in the in contact with the elderly and involved in helping. Now, we have a seniors ministry. When you set up a senior ministry in a church, it makes them feel like they're involved. It gives them some kind of hope to know that they do still have a part in the congregation. Because, let's face it, when you get older, a lot of times you get pushed aside. But to have something for the seniors to do and to give them a positive attitude about themselves is what needs to be done to kind of help the church grow spiritually, first of all, and then help to grow with the members. You know, they can pull together as a team. There is some things that we have to do too is create opportunities, like I said, for older people to be involved in useful services, like I was saying, like the senior ministry and teaching and visiting, going out to make visits in the hospital of praying, and even doing clerical and maintenance or other useful service activities. Now, a program like it shows everyone that elderly are important. We do need to make them feel like that you belong, that you are part of the congregation as well. Now, stimulate education and activities. People can avoid some of the problems of aging if they can be encouraged to use their minds, to experience their bodies, to plan their diets, to make use of their leisure time, and to find creative ways of serving others. Now, we know it says use your mind. We know that as we get older, memory and aging is what's normal, what's not. Now, forgetting is a common complaint among older adults. You start to talk about a movie you saw recently when you realize you can't remember the title. You're given directions to your house when you suddenly realize that's out. But you can get rid of that, because memory lapse only comes from trying to have so many things to do at one time. Like I said, when you get older, some of those things you got to cut down. And you got to kind of remember a little, well, you could remember a lot and do a lot in one day. Cut it down a little bit. And then you have less responsibility that you have to think about that will kind of enhance your ability to remember more. And then there are certain vitamins that they say that you can get to help with memory. But there are things that you can do yourself to help stimulate yourself to remember things. And the brain is capable of producing new brain cells at any age. So significant memory loss is not an inevitable result of aging. But just as it is with muscle strength, you have to use it or lose it. So your lifestyle, health habits, and daily activities have a huge impact on the health of your brain. Whatever your age, there are many ways you can improve your cognitive skills, prevent memory loss, and protect your growth matter. So we have to maintain. We have to, like it was saying, you can grow brain cells at any time. So if you just sit home and just don't do anything and don't go to anywhere, get your mind, get active, be active, and just make sure that you stay close to God and keep praying and understanding that God has everything that you need, including helping you to have good health and a memory, but there are things that you have to do as well to make sure of that. He's already set the plan. You got to work the plan. And then the next is stimulate spiritual growth. No person is ever too old to come to Christ or to mature spiritually. A growing relationship with Jesus does not prevent life problems, but the committed believer should be able to deal with stress more effectively because he or she has confidence in an all power serving God throughout life. Throughout life, even lifetime, Christians can learn more about the one with whom we be spending eternity. People of all age need encouragement to pray, read scriptures, worship regularly, fellowship with other believers, and become involved. Insofar as this is possible, in active service, the believer who, with God's help, is able to rejoice in the early age will carry the same joyful attitude into a latter adult age. So we have to learn how to put our trust in God, learn how to know that no matter how old you get, you can still Trust God to help you to make whatever you need to make and do whatever you need to do. And don't let anyone speak negative over you about what you can and can't do. You need to get a mindset to know that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. No matter how old you are, he's there for you. So to prevent old age problems, a lot of it depends on how you, what attitude you take and how you spend your time in keeping your body healthy and walking and doing exercise and eating the right food and educating and keeping your mind busy. Those are things that we need to do. And remember, age is just a number. It's how you age, you feel yourself and age yourself, because you can stay younger, even though not in age, but you can still feel younger when you do the things that you need to do to keep your body in good shape. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Castor. I'm sure that you enjoy those encouraging words and that information that was given by Dr. Gloria Castor. She was today, she was speaking on preventing old age problems. And in her conversation or talking to us, she let us know that God has already given us a plan, and all we need to do is to work the plan that God has given us. And I like what she said, because she said, age is just a number. Remember that. Age is just a number. She gave you some things in order to make you feel more fulfilled as a woman or man in your later years. She told you how you can exercise your mind and the way that the brain cells are continually replacing and replenishing itself. So if you read, if you study the word, if you join a group and be active in things in your church or organization, then that will help you be more fulfilled on the inside. And she also talked to you about planning. It's so important that we plan. Some people do not plan before they retire, and they find themselves in a very tight place, uncomfortable place, not able to be able to take care of themselves. And so it's very, it causes stress and a lot of anxiety because of the fact that you have not made a plan. But I want you to know today that even if you have not made a plan, you know, don't give up, you know, don't give in, that God has a way that is mighty sweet, a way that he can help you and keep you and so that you can make it, so that you can sleep comfortable, that you can eat, and that you can be able to function in this life. But it's so much better if we can do those things that God has enabled us to do, and if we can have more conversations like we're having on today on Crossroad Broadcast, it will help broaden our horizon. And I like what she said, that, you know, there's a lot of plans out there, you know, like 401K, other plans, talk about the church, groups in the church, ways that we can be a part of those things inside of the church, and a way that the church can welcome the senior citizen, make them feel part of, make them a part of whatever may be going on, or in alternating groups, and being able to group together, people being able to talk, conversate together, and this will help them to end things that you may be going through at home, and you don't know how to handle it. If you get with other people and they talk about certain things, it will help you in your everyday walk. She said that we need to stay positive. You know, we do need to say, you know, there's too many negative people, you know, and you don't need to be around negative people, because if you find yourself around negative people, you're going to also be negative yourself. So all you need to be positive in your walk. You need also to, as she was giving you an example of her being transparent, you know, of the things that, and I thank God for that because, you know, some things like, I like what she said because sometimes there has been times when, you know, whether or not you're young or middle-aged or whatever, sometimes you need a little help. And she gave a suggestion, you know, that, you know, sometimes you have to write things down in order to remember some things. And you can be in a conversation, forget what you were going to say. But if you began to exercise your mind, your brain, then it will be much easier for you to get through from day to day. And most of all, you need to pray, see the face of God, know who you are in Christ, know who Christ is in you, and then when you do, you can be able to make it. Now, we're going to get ready, and we're going to go to later years and the Bible and old age, and we're going to go to Dr. June Norneal, and she is going to speak to us about those later years and what the Bible says about what the Bible says about old age. Dr. June Norneal.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Giving greetings to you, Pastor Castor, and also to Radio Land. I give you greetings. I thank God for giving me the opportunity to come before you this day. My topic is the later years. And I must reiterate what Pastor Castor said about age. Age is just a number. And I'm talking about the later years. And people wonder, what is the later years? And it says, widely agreed that, at least by the young people, their old age began between 60 and 65. But I'm right here today to tell you, I'm sure some people 60 and 65 right now tell you that is not true. So age is truly just a number. Some call, you know, the next 20 years young old age and suggest that people over 85 are the oldest old. But a lot of professionals, they don't like that classification because they fail to recognize that people age at different rates, both physically and also psychologically. Among 65-year-olds, for example, there are wide differences in health, in their attitudes, abilities, beliefs, and physical appearance, and their intellectual skills, their alertness, spiritual maturity, and capability of handling stress or managing one's life. So we really don't know what latter years are as far as the individual because we all are different. But I'm going to talk about a lady named Miss Aura. Her name is Aura, but what we're going to do, we're going to call her Miss Rich because she's living a rich life. So her name is Miss Aura. We're going to call her Miss Rich. And everybody know her Miss Rich. She's an 83-year-old lady, and she lives in the neighborhood. And everybody in the neighborhood would say she was a remarkable lady because they see how well she gets around. She always in her yard, in her garden. She always participated in community activities. And everybody knew Miss Rich. But being 83, Miss Rich know within herself that she's not in shape like she was. She could see a difference in her body that has decreased. A few years ago, saying about when she was 80 years old, she could see the difference since she's 83. Things don't slow down. And also, she could see even in her physical body that her hands swell, her feet swell, like in the mornings and on damp days. And she admits that she forgets things easier. Just like Pastor Castle said, sometimes you have to write things down to remember. And even her latter days, she said in herself, she don't remember things as well as she used to. And she just don't have the energy that she used to have. She just get around so good. And she's 83 years old, and then she could see the difference when the time she was 80. And she say that little impact just happened just in 3 years' time span. But like most elderly people in the United States, a lot of people just like Miss Aura, they like to live independently. Just like Miss Rich, people love to live independently because you always get a lot of seasoned elderly people, they can remember they always been independent. They took care of themselves, their children, for different generations. And then they get to a time when they have to get to the point where sometimes people have to take care of them. But then that situation, it's kind of hard for them to receive that. But Miss Rich, she was in a situation that she was still able to live independently. even in being the age of 83. She lived alone in a little small apartment. You know, she lived near friends and neighbors, and everybody knew her. And they helped her with her grocery, shopping, little basic things around the house. But her family, they live a little further from her than she might. They wasn't as close to her that she would like them to be. And she had one divorced son that he lived in another state. And her married daughter and her son-in-law, they missionaries in the Philippines. So she really didn't have anybody real close to her as far as her biological family. But she did have one son that he lived nearby about a half mile or half an hour drive from her. But he'd be so busy, he's a professional man, and he had three teenage children, a wife with a career of her own. So most weekends, one of the family members, they would drive by and visit Miss Rich, you know, just keep in contact with her by phone. And she knows that the family will help her out in the emergency. But she knows that, too, also that the children, grandchildren are busy always, you know, not able to come visit her when she would like them to visit her. So Miss Rich is in a situation that she's 83 years old. She's living independently. She's receiving help from people in the neighborhood around. And her family see them periodically when it's convenient, when they have a chance to. But she still had that liking, that insecurity that she had once had before. But she made up her mind that she wasn't going to let that put her in the category of calling herself as being old because of her latter years. So what she did to make up her mind, she's going to make the best of it and continue to be able to live independently and enjoy her family whenever she gets opportunity to see them, and also appreciate the help that she gets from the people around the neighborhood. So almost Sunday, Miss Richard, she'll get to go to church. She'll find it hard to climb up the stairs because of her limbs and her physical body condition. And she's nervous about, you know, going outside in the winter and can't always, you know, catch the words of the sermon with the pastor be saying. And it's sad to be reminded of how many of her friends are physically feeble and gone. She sit back and think about that. And because of her age, 83, a lot of them have gone on by the way of the grave, but she thinks about that. But she still try not to worry about that too much, because if she don't want to put herself in a situation because of her age, being 83, and because of a little physical, you know, differences of her ability to get around, her mobility is not like it used to be, she still have that mindset to say that she's still going to live the best life that she can live with what she has to work with. So she made her mind that what she do, she said, well, what she going to do, she's going to contact friends and family by phone. What she do, she exercise her mind. She reads a lot. And then she have plants. She always was a gardener. She loved her plants. She fill her house up with plants, and she take care of them. And a lot of times she sit there, and she can knit. She knits. So what she's doing is occupying herself. She occupying her mind. She keeping herself motivated. And that keeping her youthful. That keeping her being needful. That keeping her positive. She just didn't sit down and just say, oh, well, because I experienced arthritis of pain, I'm just going to let it be. Because they say, when you get 83, they say when you get old, that's just a part of life. Remember, age is just a number. So she does things that are positive around the house that all that she could do. And she said, what am I going to do to keep herself cheerful? And she go visit people in the apartment that she could get around and go see. And other people come and see her. And the neighborhood, the neighbors, everything, they appreciate her cheerful manner. She's a beautiful lady, got a beautiful spirit, and willing to help when she sees a need. Even in her condition, she's still always willing to help. And that helped her stay more youthful. That helped motivate her, because she's being a blessing. But even in her age, she's still been able to give out. She's still been able to deposit something or other. And she said to herself, and she said, I decided many years ago that I could be a bitter, complaining old woman, or a woman who is sweet and nice to be around. She told somebody that. She was saying that. She said, but nobody don't want to be around somebody who talks about aches and pain all the time. She said, so she tried to be cheerful. Miss Rich may not realize this, but that her attitude does more than keep her cheerful. It makes her old age more fulfilling time of life, and it let others agree that she really is a remarkable old lady. Because of what she do, because of things she do, her attitude that she motivated to be pleasant. But you know what? That's Ms. Rich's testimony. And only about Ms. Rich, and it we have people that we are more familiar with, even the president, our previous president of the United States of America, Ronald Reagan. When he did his few days after his president inauguration, he was 70 years old. He was 70 years old, and Ronald Reagan lived to be 93 years old. And I'm also going to tell you a little bit about Bob Hope and George Burns. We know who he is. They are used to be entertainers, celebrities. They've been around a long time. They failed to let old age slow them down in their entertainment schedule. They was old in age, real ripe and seasoned in age. But Bob Hope, he continued his acting career, acting. And he was real active past the age of 75 years old. And Bob Hope died when he was 100 years old. And not only that, it's a miracle, too. And it's so amazing because even George Burns, he was an actor. They worked together and did plays and movies and dance and sing concerts. And George Burns, he died when he was at the age of 100. And they were still active even in prime time alive. And we have other people that we have, Grandma Moses, who really is animated. Robinson, she was an artist, professional artist. She died at the age of 101, and she remained an artist even in her latter years and being over in her 80s. She was still painting pictures and selling pictures even in her 80s, and she died at the age of 101. And even the lady at the church that I belong to, she is a lady. She's a beautiful lady, sharp in the mind. She used a wheelchair to help her with her mobility. And she also can walk around, too. But for her safety, they keep her sitting in a wheelchair a lot, like sitting in service. And that lady is 100 years old today. And that is a blessing. She is sharp in her mind and look good at everything. Age is just a number. But we just want to thank God even for that. And you just don't have to be a celebrity or just somebody to be a popular to have live an old age. There's a lot of people you don't even know about who even rich or famous, but they live and they show that you can live a latter age and live your latter years and not need to be a time of misery and be not inactive about anything. You still could be active. You still could be physical. You still could be need for a helper. In the United States alone, perhaps because of maybe we have better medical care, the improved diet, and increased interest in physical fitness, a number of people over 65 has doubled in the past 35 years. And that's something. I can remember I used to say when I was younger, oh, I can't wait till I get 50. I said, they get all these discounts. They get free food, eat at the cafeterias. They get free bus passes. And I say, goodness, I say, I can't wait to get 50. And when I was younger, 25, looking like 50 was old. But now I'm not ashamed to say I'm being transparent, too. I'm over 50 now, and they don't went up or the age of being a senior citizen. Now I'm like, dog, I don't got past 50, and I can't get the free bus pass or nothing. They don't went up to, what, past 65 or 60? I say, goodness, that's because people are living longer these days. The life, people are living longer. And like I say, 65 is young, 75 is young. It's just the age. It depends on how you take care of your body, what all you could do in the time of your life, what you're doing with your body. And also, but a lot of people will tell you that 65 is the age that begin old age, but that's not true. It all depends on the individual, but based on a statistic, they would use that number as a count and say it start off at 65 and 60 is being the age of being old and seasoned age. But you could be like Miss Rich, or you could be like individual person, whatever you think, whatever your mind, you put in your mind, so a man thinks, so is he. But you have to stay in reality. You don't put more than you can bear, the limitation on your body, because you still human, you still natural, and your human body, and you, as we get older, it's still deteriorating. It's still deteriorating because that's the way God formed it to be. We, you know, sometimes your eyes get dimmer, your bones get more frittle, your muscles get more feeble, and that's just life, and that is natural. But what we do, we stay in our and we stay in our lane, we balance out and do what we can do at the age, at the position that what we are. And so what we do, we'll see what we did in the natural part is so it's age and what latter years have to offer us. But we'll see what the Bible has to say about old age. And we know the Bible has been around forever because the Bible is the word of God, and God been around forever. And we know that that's nothing new about old age. The oldest person in the world was Methuselah, who lived to be 969 years of age. And that wasn't unusual to me to be in the Old Testament, in the Bible day, because people lived long, way past 100, you know, back up in those days. They lived way past 100.
But and you have people now even living past 100, 108, 6, and not just living and seeing to be a vegetable, just living, but really got life, you know, doing things. They being able to be a positive, you know, figure for someone. They being able to be motivated and to motivate others. It say all is not, however, a modern vanity of vanity. Every person, including those who are old, can find meaning in life when one fears God and keeps his commandments. While young people have strength, the elderly should be respected for their wisdom and experience. In turn, the elderly are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, loving and willing to preserve teaching what is good, and not malicious gossip or excess drinkers. Be an example for the young people. Even in our older season year, you could be a positive example. That's being useful in your older age. And it gives us a picture of being hope, where nowhere should this be more apparent than in the communities of believers. Believers, as being believers in Christ, we must exercise the beauty of life in every stage of being whatever age we are. We must exercise that. And we can, and we should do that. We have the Spirit of God in us, because it's God that gives us life, and life that more abundantly. And it says, Christians are to command to honor their parents, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy a long life. And yes, that's called for Exodus 20 and 12. Even for you young people, the Bible says, honor your mother and father, that your day may be long on the earth. You'll live a long life. Those are just some principles that we could use. And I'm going to leave also with all of us the scripture for the Bible, Psalm 37:25 say, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. That lets you know whatever state you are, whatever age, whatever number it is, God got you. God, you are not alone. God will take you there. Where if he brought you where you came from, he will take you where you need to go. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
We thank Dr. Nora Mill for giving us that insight as to the later years and the Bible and old age. And I just thank God, because she reminded of us of how, again, as Dr. Castor said, that age is just a number. And then she began, Dr. Normiel began to talk about the years that many people have lived and still living. She talked about President Reagan, Bob Hope, George Burns, Ms. Robinson that lived 101. Also, she talked about the lady in her church that was 100 years old. And then she brought up Methuselah that died at 969 years old. It's so important that we make the elders, make those in those later years as a part of our life as well, because God wants us to be able to make them feel comfortable, make them feel like they belong. So today I'm going to speak on the effects of old age. And there are many, and we talked somewhat last week, and I wanted to more or less the comment and where I stopped at. I wanted to be able to kind of get in what the effects of old age, because I believe that it's a it's something that everybody needs to know. And you know, you may be 20 or 30, you may be 40 years old in the middle age, but you can be assured that things in life, you know, as God give us life and God give us health and God give us strength, then the age, we are going to be aging each and every day of our life. But it let us know how we have to handle the age and how we need to take care of ourselves. And we can be happy, we can be strong, we can be vibrant as the woman that Dr. Normiel talked about. And I like the name, because the lady's name is Rich, and she had, to me, a rich and a fulfilling life. But then when we began to look at the effects of old age, or old age problem, in some people, when they're not embracing the later years, they can really get a little bit frustrated with what they have encountered what they, the years, as they began to get older and older, not, you know, because they're no longer in the workplace, they're not longer being able, some of us, people to drive for themselves. Sometimes even people that they're living well, sometimes they won't let them be the productive person that they can be. Sometimes, you know, you have to be very careful with the elderly or with people, no matter what age they are, because of the fact you got to let them know and give them a chance to be able to think for themselves. Now, Dr. Kasser talked about, you know, the brain, how the replenishing itself. And, you know, there are so many people in their later years that have so much to give, so much to contribute. They have so much wisdom. They have a lot of knowledge. They have understanding. So, therefore, we want to be able to glean from them. We need to be able to hear what they are saying, because it's great wisdom. There was a time that the younger generation would sit down before an elderly person because they have a lot of wisdom, and they were able to help them to be a better man, a better woman. But sometimes we find that the elder, sometimes that they are, as I said before, they are frustrated with certain things in life. Maybe they don't have the income, you know, that they have before. As Dr. Kasser talked about the retirement and not having enough. She talked about the 401k. And sometimes a person's life can be unhappy. So therefore, we want to kind of talk about the church. We want to talk about how the church can engage in helping our elderly, in helping be there for them. And we need more programs. If you're listening to me today and you don't have more programs in your church, then I know I'm running four times today, but I want you to think think about getting programs for your church, for the elderly. Make things very easy for them. Make them feel like they are part of what you're doing in the church. Now, a lot of us need to examine out your own self. It's nothing like examining yourself. You know, we have too many people that think about themselves and not thinking about, you know, the things other people. So we need to learn how to examine ourselves. If you're a mother, your father, you need to know what is your attitude. You need to see the attitude that you have towards the elderly. And because sometimes people harbor resentment and they stereotype the elder. And they think sometimes the elderly are not competent. You got, as I said before, think again, because there are many people that are doing great things. I think about Joshua and Caleb, you know, even in their old age, how God used them to do great and mighty things. They was not willing to give up. They wanted to do great things. They wanted to do mighty things, and they did them. But sometimes when you talk about the elder, they feel useless. Sometimes they feel childish. And then there are times that you know, they may even act that way. But yet you have to think of ways in order to help the elderly, to those that are later years. Sometimes you may say, well, they're a little rigid, they're a little cranky, you know. Well, you need to do some adjustments and help them enjoy life. Help them enjoy being the age that they are. And we can make it easier for them if we are nice, we are kind, we do things that are able to help them and not look at them or make them think that they are a hindrance in our lives. So we need to be able to do this. You have to ask yourself, do you resent older people? And I have to tell you that there are people that resent older people, and not realizing and not thinking that you're going to get, if Lord allow you to stay here, you're going to get older and older, and you need to be kind, because the seed that you sow will be the same seed that you're going to reap. So you need to be kind to the elders. You need to ask yourself, do I look down on the elderly? Do I try to avoid them? That's another thing that we need to think about. I know my time is about up. I don't have enough time. But what I need for you to know that all of these things, you need to make sure that you are one that doing your utmost to make a person feel like they are par and listen to what they're saying, because many times they have things that are very important that they want to say. Okay, now I have about 2 minutes or so, but one of the things I would like to say is your attitude when you are negative with the elderly. Don't be negative. Don't criticize them. Make them feel that they are worthy. They already sometimes on the inside feel like no one wants to be bothered with them, and you don't want them in their company. But you need to spend more time with them. You need to talk with the elderly. You may not have a grandmother or grandfather, but you ought to make it sure that wherever the elderly is, that you want to be courteous to them. If they're coming into church, don't beat them in. Coming down the stairs, see whether or not they're able to get safely down the stairs themselves, and if they're speaking of you in a conversation with other people, make sure that they are able to add to the conversation as well. So I'm going to have to stop here. I can't get through again. But however, please listen to some of the things that have been said today, and so that you'll be a better person and you'll see how some things affect the elderly. So what I want you to do is, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and I want you to pray for the elderly. Pray for somebody that you know that's in the later years. Help them, not just pray, but help them, and ask God, if you don't have the compassion that you need, ask God to give you that compassion in order to help the elderly. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, dear God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Lord, we've been talking about on today the later years. We talked about what the Bible says about later years. We talked, God, about preventing the old age problems and the effects of old age. So, Lord God, we pray now, even those that are elderly, those that are young, men and women, boys and girls, we reach out to them now. And Lord, I pray, God, those that are not saved, those that do not know you as Lord and Savior, I pray, God, that they this day will say yes to your will, yes to your way. I pray, God, that they, Lord God, will receive you unto themselves. The word says, God, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead. You said that we shall be saved. So, Lord, I pray, God, that they will be saved, God, and that they will be delivered and they will be made free. Lord, do it even now. Those that are sick, God, I pray that healing will be manifested in their bodies. Lord, I pray, God, that you, God, will cause the miraculous, God, to be manifested this day and this hour. And this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This has been Dr. Murray Smith McCoy with the Crossroad Broadcast. We would like to thank our panelists today, Dr. Pastor, Dr. June Normia. Please join us on next Monday at this same time. May God bless and keep you, is our prayer.